Podcast.
The Savior.
The Savior.
Podcast. The Savior has arrived.
The danger of compulsory taqlid and ijtihad. We're going to go over 5 questions. Number 1, what is taqlid and what is ijtihad? Number 2, who was the first Shia scholar to make taqlid compulsory? And when did ijtihad emerge in the Shia sect? Number 3, what did the Quran say about coming up with assumptions in religion? And number 4, what did Ahlul Bayt say about taqlid and using your mind to derive and deduce legalistic rulings? And number 5, what did the Shia classical scholars say about ijtihad? Number 1, what is taqlid? Now briefly, taqlid literally means to follow someone, to imitate. In Islamic legal terminology, it means to follow a mujtahid in religious laws and commandment as he has derived them. A mujtahid is a person who is an expert of Islamic jurisprudence, fiqh. He's also called a faqih. Now, what is ijtihad? Ijtihad, the Sunni definition is, according to Al-Shafi, is employing all effort in order to obtain an assumption for something in regards to legalistic Sharia rulings. The Shia definition, according to Allama Al-Hilli, ijtihad means to employ all effort in looking into the assumptive legalistic issues, Sharia issues. Now, the investigator Al-Kiraki said to employ all effort in order to obtain an assumption for the legalistic ruling. Now, number 2. Who was the first Shia scholar that made taqlid obligatory or compulsory? It was Sayyid Kazim al-Yazdi. His demise was 1919. The clearest statement from a faqih mujtahid that propagates the compulsory taqlid was from Sayyid Kazim al-Yazdi when he said, in issue 7, the religious works of the laymen, not faqih, without taqlid is invalid. Now, when did ijtihad emerge in the Shia sect? According to what Sayyid Murtada al-Askari said, his demise is 2007, he said about the history of the Shia ijtihad, this term became widespread among the scholars of the school of Ahlul Bayt after the 5th century after Hijrah. As what was mentioned in the book Mabadi' al-Usul by Allama al-Hilli, 726 after Hijrah, in the 12th section in the first research about ijtihad. Now, question number 3. What did the Quran say about coming up with assumptions? Now, God in the Holy Quran condemns assumptions in religion. He says, and they have thereof no knowledge, they follow not except assumption, and indeed assumption avails not against the truth at all. And also another verse, they follow not except assumption, and what their souls desire, and there has already come to them from their Lord guidance. And number 4, the question is, what did Ahlul Bayt say about taqlid and using your mind to derive and deduce legalistic rulings? The holy Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam said, beware of taqlid. Whosoever emulates in his religion is destroyed. Surely Allah the Exalted and Mighty has said, they took their rabbis and monks as their lords besides Allah. No, by Allah, they did not pray nor fast for them, but they made permissible which was forbidden to them and made the forbidden permissible. So they emulated them in this and obeyed them when they did not realize. Tasheeh al-I'tiqad by Sheikh al-Mufid, page 72. Now this is for taqlid. As for ijtihad, now the previous definitions of ijtihad according to Sunnis and Shias is centered on obtaining an assumption for a Sharia legalistic ruling. What did Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, say about assumptions against religion? Imam Ali, son of Al-Husayn, peace be upon him, said, The religion of God cannot be obtained through deficient minds and false opinions and corrupt scales. It cannot be obtained except through submission. Who submitted to us is safe. And Imam al-Baqir, peace be upon him, said, who issues a fatwa without knowledge or guidance from Allah, the angels of mercy cursed him, and the angels of punishment, and the burden of sin of the one who acted upon his fatwa followed him. Now number five, what did the Shia classical scholars say about ijtihad?
Now, we're going to go over four Shia classical scholars' commentaries on what they thought about ijtihad. Sheikh al-Saduq says, how can they be qualified to deduce and derive Sharia rulings with their deficient minds and wavering opinions? Ibn Idris al-Hilli considered ijtihad to be falsehood. Sheikh al-Tusi, the leader of the Shia sect, considered ijtihad to be falsehood. And also Sayyid al-Murtada, he says, ijtihad is falsehood. So all these scholars consider ijtihad to be falsehood. After what had been presented, we come to the conclusion that compulsory taqlid and ijtihad are both dangerous innovations against the true religion of God. They are both made to mislead the masses and deceive the simpletons. So we will end right here. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad al-Immata wal-Mahdiina wa sallam tasliman kathira.
Podcast. The Savior. The Savior. Podcast. The Savior has arrived.